Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. My next guest is Susanna Spencer, who writes regularly and is the theological editor for Blessed Is She, as well as being a regular blog contributor to the National Catholic Register. She has a master's in theology and a bachelor's in philosophy and theology from Franciscan University of Steubenville, and she and her husband, Mark, live with their four kids in St. Paul. Susanna, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you with us. Well, let's start, Susanna, with just a basic introduction for anybody who might not know to what is Blessed Is She?
Blessed Is She is a Catholic women's ministry, and we're focused on helping women grow deeper in their faith through prayer and community. It was started by Jenna Gizar about 6 years ago, and she's from Phoenix, Arizona, and she just reached out through the internet to get other Catholic women excited about creating a space online for women to learn about scripture and grow in their prayer lives. And so the main thing that we do is we have a free daily devotion by email based on the mass readings for each day. And we have about 42 writers that contribute to these devotions from college age to grandmother age, or wow. Including several sisters. And so that's kind of the main thing we started with. And we've branched out to other publications for women to help them grow in prayer and community.
That's great. Well, I know we featured Blessed Is She on the program before with different guests, but how long have you been involved with Blessed Is She, Susanna?
I've been with it since the beginning. I was a writer for a couple of years, and then we realized we needed a theological editor after about a year or so, and we're like, oh, let's see what we can do. And they invited me to do
just
that.
Out of curiosity, what does a theological editor do? Now, are you scrutinizing all the writings to make sure that they're not heresy or something like that? Is that right?
That's pretty much it. it's interesting how easily you could write something that's not quite right without realizing it. And so there's another editor that goes through some of the texts with me. She helps with the devotions, but I do the other publications. And yeah, so I just go through, and if anything just doesn't seem quite right, I either look it up. I use a lot of resources. I use the Catechism. I have a volume of the Denzinger, which is all the church teaching, like papal teaching, like in one big book. And then I also talk to like other people who I know have more expertise than me. I'm kind of like, tell me about this. I've emailed professors at universities sometimes, and I'm like, is this something that I need to be worried about? And they get back to me. So,
wow. Well, I for one appreciate your thoroughness. I think that's a great thing. And it's also comforting that we can count on Blessed Is She for some great reflections and theologically sound reflections. So thank you for your work on that. Well, we want to talk about the upcoming Lenten devotional put out by Blessed Is She. Tell us a little bit, just introduce us to it. What is it going to consist of, and who is it for?
So we put out a Lent devotional every year. I think this might be the fifth or sixth one we put out. I don't have the numbers exactly right in my head, but it's just a book to accompany that we write for women. So it's a book to accompany women through Lent, though we have heard that men have used our devotionals before. Apparently, the one we had for Advent, this past Advent, a number of men were reading. So that was interesting to hear. But I mean, I think it's for women because there's personal stories in there by other women, our writers, who women can relate to. And so a man might read and say that I don't actually relate to the stories that the women are telling here, but for women. So we write it for women. Can you remind me of the second part of the question?
Well, right. It was just a general introduction to it. And who is it for? But how is it structured? I mean, if one were to receive this Lenten devotional, what would they expect to find within it?
So it is, every year we pick a theme. So this year's theme is actually about the Holy Spirit, which is, I thought was kind of, when the editor, our managing editor, Nell, brought it to me, I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like the Holy Spirit during Lent, you normally think about that as like, you know, a Pentecost theme. But then when I thought about it more, I thought, you know what, we actually need the Holy Spirit during Lent to help us in our Lenten practices and devotions. So it was kind of an interesting perspective on how to approach Lent. So the main theme is to receive God's love and be set aflame to live in his love through the help of the Holy Spirit and just grow in God's love. So we're doing our Lenten practices out of love for God, not just this like feeling like we have to give up something for Lent and not eat meat on Fridays and fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. But we're actually doing this because we love him and we want to grow in deeper love of him. And so with the main theme, each week has its individual theme that brings you into this major theme. And the week start off with a reflection of the week from the narrator, Olivia Spears. And she kind of brings you into the theme of the week. And then there are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, a scripture passage, and then some questions to kind of help you think more on the theme. But then on the other days of the week, Wednesday and Friday, one of our other authors comes in and tells a personal story and kind of applies the theme to her own life, but then helps you, the reader, draw it into their life as well. And then Saturday has a prayer to the Holy Spirit from a different saint each week, which is, there are some really neat prayers in there. I think when I was going through the edits, that was probably one of my favorite parts about editing, was just seeing these prayers to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and so that's the structure that's what you could expect from each week. And I think that there's a lot of neat aspects covered. I could go more into the themes if you wanted me to.
Oh, well, another thing we were talking about just before we began the interview is that we were talking about, you were telling me that there's actually a children's version this year as well. Is that right?
Yes,
okay, tell us more about that.
Yeah, for anyone who did our Advent devotion, we also had a kids version of the Advent devotion. So the kids one, it uses the same themes, but there's a reflection written at a kid level, not for adult women. And it's for boys and girls, so it's not just exclusively for girls. And then they have the same scripture passages, but then kids read the scripture passages. For the woman's version, Beth Davis, she wrote the questions, one of our writers. And then for the kids one, we actually had children of the writers come in and read the scripture passages and write the questions to kind of prompt children to, like, they'll read the passage and then they have this prompt to think about, like, how can I enter into this scripture? And so actually three of my daughters helped write the questions for the first week of Lent. So they are excited to have done that. And my kids did the Advent devotion in December and they absolutely loved it. They were really into it. Even my 5-year-old son, he's a little younger than the target age, but he just loved coloring. He's really excited because week one has paper dolls of the soldiers, of the Israelites when they crossed the sea, the Red Sea. And he's can't wait to get his paper dolls cut out so he can act out that scene.
That's wonderful. Now I have to ask, are your daughters writing theologically sound reflections here?
I think they were great. I thought they did a good job.
Okay,
I guided
right.
Them a little bit.
Yeah, a little mother's bias, I think, going on in there. No heresy, though, coming from your daughters.
Well, no, I did go over all the kids' questions.
You did? Okay, good.
Yeah, even those, they had me go over, so...
Very good. Well, that's good. That's good. Do you have any sense or any way of knowing how many people are partaking of these devotionals, like last Advent's devotional, or do you have any tracking ability on these things?
I think we sell tens of thousands of copies, like nationwide. And I know that there's like a group of women in Australia that always get together and put in a bulk order to be shipped over to them. And I think a lot of the other people abroad just get the PDF of it. So you don't have to have the hard copy. But yeah, I don't have the exact numbers.
Well, still.
That's not my job.
Yeah, that thankfully probably to you does not fall to the theological editor. That's excellent. So, but that's still remarkable. It's so good to see that it's so widespread and it's so widely used as well. Well, I suppose we shouldn't go any further without you telling us, if someone who's listening is interested in getting a copy of the Blessed Is She Lenten Devotional for 2021, where can they find one?
BlessedIsShe.net. And just on the homepage, you can find the shop. And there's links you can get the devotion by itself. There we also have a Lent book that Laura Kelly, no, Easter book, excuse me, that Laura Kelly Finucci, another local writer who writes for Blessed Is She. She wrote, I think it came out last year or maybe the year before, but we released it. So you can get a bundle. You get the Lent and the Easter book together. You also, there's another bundle option with a necklace and a candle. And then there's the adult one with the children's one you can get as a bundle, or you could buy each thing separately too, but just they bundle them to save you a little bit of cost. So,
Yeah. All right. BlessedIsShe.net. Very good. So if I may, I'm going to plumb the depths of your master's in theology here a little bit. Could you reflect a little bit for us on the importance of Lent, to be sure, but also the importance of entering in a very intentional way into Lent? I mean, why, in other words, what is the importance of taking on something like doing a devotional through the holy season of Lent?
Well, we have to remember, the church gives us the different liturgical seasons to help us focus on a certain aspect of our life on earth and, our life in heaven. And Lent helps us enter into Christ's suffering, and which, culminates in Good Friday and the Triduum and then Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday. And so I think that having a devotion to help you get through Lent in one sense, but also just really enter into Lent helps you be consistent. And like the church has, since the beginning has asked us to enter into this season of Lent. And it used to be much more severe fasting. If anyone remembers back when you had to do fast every day, or even like do partial abstinence where you give up meat except for one meal a day, like all through Lent. And I guess you could say what is required of us is more lax, but we're still invited to enter into, I said, fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, where we enter into this season of Lent so we can kind of purge ourselves of our bad habits and sins and become holier and closer to Jesus. But then also, I think the penances help us enter into Christ's suffering and understand that he did suffer and die for us, and that all of our, everything we suffer, even voluntary or involuntary, can be united with him in his passion.
Any specific Lenten practices that you may have tried out over the years that turned out to be extraordinarily meaningful for you in helping you to enter into Lent, Susanna?
I think it's a good question. There's always been a lot of things, in my younger days, I would always do like chocolate or sweets, but that's hard. And then there was one year, my husband, he asked me, he's like, why don't we eat Ezekiel 4:9 bread, which is Ezekiel in chapter 4, verse 9. I think that's why it's Ezekiel 4:9 bread. He was God, like, has him fast in a particular way where he eats a certain number of grains and beans, like, and he cooks them in bread. He makes them into a bread, and then he cooks them over dung, which we didn't do. But we did. I found some recipes online, and we had two Lents in a row where we ate Ezekiel 4:9 bread. And it was homemade, so I would make it. It took Wow. really long to make enough bread for 1 week. It took me a whole day. I guess that's pretty normal for people who used to do all their own baking. But yeah, that was interesting to just kind of, I didn't even think about my meals anymore. It was just, this is what I ate, this is what I did. And I was able to just kind of focus on just not, like, the food became less of a focus, and it was more, I could focus in prayer or whatever I was doing. I homeschool my kids, so being with my kids all day. And I found that meaningful to simplify my diet. Just kind of and I guess he helps you think about the poor more when you do that too, because they don't always get a wide variety of foods that I might normally have. So
right. Well, great. Well, it's certainly worthwhile thinking about. We're talking about that as Lent is coming up on us, and many of the circles that I've been moving in, talking about how to make it a meaningful and important Lent. And certainly one of those ways is through and utilizing the Blessed Is She Lenten devotional. We're glad that you joined us today, Susanna. Thank you for being on the program. Again, blessedisshe.net is where you want to go to check out the Blessed Is She Lenten devotional and all the other things that come along with it. But in the meantime, Susanna, we'll thank you for being on the program. Thank you for all the good work that you do, and God bless you as you continue to seek out and eliminate heresy. Therefore, blessed is she. Thanks for being on the program, Susanna. God bless.
I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, always good to talk to people who are actively helping others to embrace and encourage Lent. And one of the things that you can do, again, of course, is to give of your resources here at Relevant Radio. We'd love for you to support us here in our Pledge Drive week. You can give a gift of your own choosing. Maybe consider that $365 for the year, so a dollar a day gift. And that is, you can do that through relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. All right, we're going to go into our next break. When we come back, we've got Diane Johnson with us, who's here to talk to us about World Day of the Sick and Mass with Archbishop Hebda. Stay with us.